What should you do if you're caught in the next mass shooting? We've had so many that it feels like a fair question. One of our colleagues at a meeting here yesterday said she reminded her son as he walked out the door, run, hide, fight. That's common advice. Try to run, and if that's impossible, hide, and if that's impossible, fight. Early this year, Brandon Say told us what he was thinking when he went directly to fight and disarmed a shooter in California.
It's going to end here. This is the end of my life. It's over. I'm going to die here. But I was able to gather this courage that I didn't know I had. I was able to come to the conclusion that I had to take the gun away from him or a lot of people would have been hurt.
Let's talk this over with Catherine Schweit, who was an FBI special agent and created the agency's active shooter program. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I just have to note this is so personal for a lot of people, which came home to me when I heard my colleague talking about saying this to her son. It seems reasonable, though. There had just been a mass shooting. They had been through a shooting not long before. How concerned should people be?
Well, it's a great question and one that's at the top of all of our minds right now. And it's personal for all of us. My younger daughter is a teacher. Every day she goes to middle school and faces the same situation. And I think I give her the same advice and she carries to her kids the same advice that I would share with your audience is that being prepared is a good thing, but don't be so scared that you overthink what's going on. I think if you step back and look at maybe a fire drill in school, we've normalized fire drills and we don't think every time a fire drill goes off or a tornado warning goes off that we're going to be caught in a fire or killed in a tornado. So with that in mind, appreciate that though shootings are in the news a lot, these types of public mass shootings are less than 1%, a significant amount less than 1% of all the firearms injuries in the United States annually. So though they get a lot of news coverage, they really still are a very rare occurrence. And so we need to kind of not be quite as scared as we are right now.
So the first point, I guess, then, is I should go about my normal life. I shouldn't avoid school. I shouldn't avoid the mall. I shouldn't be tense or stressed about doing ordinary things.
Well, certainly not when it comes to firearms. More people are killed in homes and in their neighborhoods by far than they are out in these public venues, out in schools or libraries or at the movie theater. But I think run, hide, fight is good advice that is a shortcut. And that's the value of it, is that you don't overthink. You know exactly three verbs. These are the three things you can do. And if you start with run, truthfully, you can't be killed if you're not there. Run is your best advice.
Does an AR-15 change the equation here, though? Because someone shows up and they're firing potentially so many bullets in so many directions that running is not really an option and hiding may be difficult as well.
No, actually, I've actually heard people say that recently, which kind of surprises me. We've been moving at the federal government with run, hide, fight, the concept of if you're out in public, just try to escape for the last 10 years. So it's interesting to hear people suddenly questioning whether that's good advice. I think I know where it comes from in terms of people who understand guns and they think, oh, how you can't outrun an AR-15. But you can't outrun a handgun either if you're right next to the rounds. And it's true that a rifle round goes further, maybe three times further, depending on the rifle, three times the velocity that a handgun does. But the further away you are from those rounds, the better chance you have to survive. And that sounds very, you know, very like we're in a war zone. But at the moment that the shots are going off, you feel like you're in a war zone and it's better to get away if you can. And that doesn't mean run where somebody is firing on you. But a lot of times hiding is not going to help because you're not going to be able to hide someplace where you can prevent getting hit from a high velocity round.
In a few seconds, if you get to that last option, fight. Any advice for somebody in a few seconds?
FBI research shows that more people save lives and end the shootings that are unarmed than are armed. So don't believe that you can't stop a shooter. You can. It's done all the time.
All right. Catherine Schweit is a former special agent with the FBI, and she also wrote Stop the Killing, How to End the Mass Shooting Crisis. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.